little change of plans. We got our time sequence a little bit messed up. We're going to have Cass on shortly. We have Gerald Celente now. It's actually the top of this hour. He is, of course, the founder and director of Trends Research Institute, publisher of the Trends Journal, the world-famous Trends Journal. TrendsJournal.com is his website. He is the incomparable Gerald Celente. Gerald, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
A lot of questions. I'm going to just throw them out there. You answer them any way you want to. The two or three days ago, Steve Pachinik was on Alex Jones and said that a military coup is happening in this country and they are going to flip the whole election and Trump is going to be president. Am I smoking hopium? Is this what do you make of this?
I don't see that happening at all. Again, you know, I'm a political atheist. I don't take sides on anything. Things I like about Trump, things I don't. You know, I like, you know, his what he said he was going to do with China. You know, keeping our jobs over here and bringing them back. Of course, not much of that happened. The trade deficit is still huge. Matter of fact, it just hit a recent high. And putting up the wall and only, you know, a little tiny piece of that happened against what he did with Venezuela and Iran. But so I say, you know, it's not like I like, dislike. It's what it doesn't have. It's over for Trump as I see it. It's gone. It's finished. End of story. And this guy's going to be facing some big financial problems. You know, he's in the hospitality business, and the hospitality business is dead around the globe. And he also has big debts, and they're going to be going after him big time. So, and he's being censored. And again, love him, hate him. What kind of country do you call it, America, when they censor the president of the United States?
Now, you New Yorker.
No, there's not going to be, I don't see any military coup at all. And, I see Trump fading into the past.
That seems, you know, you New Yorkers are pretty boisterous and pretty aggressive. I don't see quitters as a characteristic of you guys, and certainly not in Trump. That seems so uncharacteristic for him to just walk out into the sunset.
He wasn't going to. But what transpired on the epiphany, January 6th, you know, it was, again, I talked about this before it happened. I said what he needed to do is what they never do. There was a thing called the Battle of Seattle. Do you remember the Battle of Seattle?
Yes, go ahead. Explain
remember
that to
our audience. Remember what it was?
Go ahead.
It was, you had over 40,000 people peacefully protesting in Seattle in 1999. In opposition of the World Trade Organization having a meeting there, and that's when Bill Clinton was bringing China into the World Trade Organization. You look at China's gross domestic product before they got into it, into the World Trade Organization. They came in, by the way, 2 weeks after 9/11. George Bush signed them in. People weren't even paying attention. Their GDP was flat. And then, of course, now it just skyrocketed up. So going back, people are protesting about this. They're all forgotten. You know what, you know why I was forgotten? Because all of a sudden these agents provocateurs, these guys dressed up in black and perfect shape, start smashing windows and burning a couple of cars, and that's where all the focus went. So when you hold these things, you have to say from the beginning, if there's any violence, it's not from us. We are peaceful. We are here as peaceful people to restore democracy to America. That's all that had to be said. Anything that happens outside of this, this is not from us. It's from outside groups trying to defame us and to take the message away from why we're here. That's all. But no.
Your level of concern right now for our republic, 1 to 10.
Oh, our rights. It happened after 9/11. And then they kept stealing more of them and more of them and more of them. Now I got some little low-life pieces of crap telling me what to do. Put on a mask, take your vaccination. As I say, hey, little Andy Cuomo, you come over here. You little daddy's boy, born on third base, be nobody. If daddy wasn't Mario, yeah, you with your arrogant attitude. You come over here and try to vaccinate me or put a mask on me. And everybody, look what they're doing to the kids. Little kids all freaked out, masked up, lining everybody up to get vaccinated. What's happening? You know, they say the things that are happening in this country is Bolshevik, it's communism. No, it's not. It's anti-American. It's anti-American. I said this on Jeff Rentz last night. It just hit me when he was talking about it. What's going on is anti-American. We have lost our freedom. I got some little piece of garbage crap, a Gavin Newsom. A little piece of witless Whitmere, a Cuomo, a Wolf. What Wolf? The little clown boy in Pennsylvania got the cojones the size of a mothball. What Wolf? Telling me what to do? And that little freakster that he got for the, as the Secretary of Health? Yeah, Rachel Levin? Or is it, you know, what did she change his name to what? Hey, Junior, be who you want to be, but save your crap for yourself. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences. The first book I worked on was Natural Healing in 1986, a Warner book, when no one was talking about this. And I got these little freaksters, like that other clown you got out there in California, in Los Angeles County, Ferrer. She looks like a ghost. Telling me about health and what to do? What am I concerned about? The loss of my freedom and the freedom of this nation.
Your Trends Journal is world famous, trendsjournal.com. You have been doing this for several decades now. What is the most important trend that you see coming just over the horizon that we must pay attention to?
Well, there are a lot of them. You know, it's globalnomics. It's all connected. China is the 21st century. We've even become the Chinese way. We're wearing stupid masks. We have dictates now. And now the China way has become the American way, and China's going to take over the world. The business of America's war, the business of China's business. America just passed a defense budget, another huge one, another record-breaking one as the whole nation's going down. Oh, who did slimy Biden bring in as the defense secretary? Oh, the guy that's on the board of directors of Raytheon? So, China, the business of China's business. That's a big one. And the other ones that are very important is the Greatest Depression. Well, this is unprecedented what's gone on. All around the world, locking down businesses. No, it doesn't come back. You're out of business. You're gone. Everything you work for is lost. Oh, but when you get the vaccination, it'll come back.
Does this equal, you know, your discontent, people in New York, people who are locked down? I mean, you can feel it. It's palpable. I'm on edge. I'm the vaccine hanging over our heads like a sword is making me very angry. When people lose money, when you're talking about the greatest depression, I'm hearing that this is a recipe for civil war. This is a recipe for a disaster in this country.
It's more than civil war. It's violence. Homicides are through the roof. Hey, you're a young guy, okay? You're a young guy. You're 15 years old. Life stunk before this happened. Your mother's a drug addict. You don't know who your father is. You're barely making it. And now everything's closed down. You had a job. You were making a couple of bucks. You're making nothing now. You think you're going to join the gang? You're going to see gang violence like we've never seen before. Hail, the gang's all here.
Grandma Jones or maybe her grandson are sitting on the couch listening to you right now. What would you tell them the most important thing for you to do in the next 6 months are what?
Get in the best shape you can. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Double up on everything that you're doing to become as strong as you can. And that's the way you beat it. You beat it when you bring yourself to the highest levels that you can do it. And that's the way I see it. And it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on bringing brush fires of freedom to the minds of men, says Samuel Adams. So it takes a minority of us to bring freedom back to America. Freedom, peace, and justice. That to me is the only way to do it. And we have to stop, we have to restore the rights of the people. They have no right to impose executive orders. This is in violation of the Constitution and the Declaration of and the Bill of Rights.
Do you think that there is enough morality, enough blood of freedom, you know, that freedom ethic, decorates, is there enough Declaration of Independence running through our blood that we can muster up a stand here and overcome
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're going to see new third parties, anti-vax, anti-tax, and
well, let's talk about vaccines. You know, they're talking about you can't fly without a vaccine certificate. You're talking about where is this going to go? Do you see that they're going to be able to do that? Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. They look what they've done. They locked down. They closed down. They'll do anything that they want. Get this straight. Everybody that's listening, get this in your head. You got different gangs doing different stuff. You got the drug gang, right? They do coke, they do, you know, opiates, whatever else they're selling. And then you got the other gangs. Hey, but we're legal. We're legal. We're a different drug gang. We bought off the politicians. They'll tell you what to do. They're drug gangs. They're drug lords. Got It's as simple as that. Your kids can't go to school unless they're vaccinated. Let me get this in your head, Junior. If the kids are vaccinated, why do I got to get vaccinated? If you want to get vaccinated, you're safe from the COVID, right? Yeah, that's what they're telling you. That's why you're getting vaccinated.
Allegedly.
So you're safe, right? You're safe. Leave me the hell alone.
I'm looking
at
your
list. Mask, you're wearing this bullshit mask or BS mask. You're safe. Why are you telling me to wear the mask?
These
going
are all
back
great
to the
questions.
Vaccines, you're going to start seeing when you talk about civil war, we're going to see new parties form, new movements. Anti-tax, anti-vax is going to be one of the big ones.
Is the Republican Party dead?
Yeah. It's been dead all along.
Yeah, good
point.
Like
Mitch McConnell. Hey, Lindsey, did you come out of the closet yet, Graham? I mean, look at these little clowns. Ted Cruz. Yeah, Cruz off, little boy. A little Marco Rubio. Look at these little jerks. Oh, no. I like Chucky Schumer. I like Nancy Pelosi. Diane's not so Feinstein. Look at them. What political parties? We got morons, imbeciles, slimy lowlife, pieces of crap telling us what to do.
Let me ask you about, obviously our audience wants to know, gold, silver, cryptocurrencies, land, should they move to, the mountains? I mean, what are some things that they should do that way, investment-wise?
Well, I don't give investment advice. I'm a trend forecaster. I see gold, silver, and Bitcoin going much higher until they rig the markets as they've done before and bring it down. And to me, gold and silver are still the top safe haven assets. And all you have to do is look what happened yesterday. Christine Lagarde, if only a woman was in charge. They used to be the head of the International Mafia Monetary Fund. That's now the head of the European Central Bank, came out and warned about the dangers of Bitcoin. So Bitcoin, after having bounced back from a 10% down, went in a reverse direction almost immediately after she did what she did by selling the fear of they're going to regulate it. So now Bitcoin lost 8% in one day. Lost everything it got back. So they're going to do everything they can. And then you got that guy, Jamie Dimon, the head of the mob, the J.P. Morgan Chase gang. How many times did they get convicted of fraud? What is it, 4 or 5 times? Convicted. And what did they do? They rigged the precious metals market. You know, wrote about in the magazine, the Trends Journal, just a couple of months ago. They paid $900 million fine. for destroying the lives of millions of people that bet on gold and silver prices to go up. They were caught rigging the gold and silver markets. So, yes, I'm bullish on gold and silver. The reality is criminals are running and ruining our lives. The facts are in front of everybody. Did you ever hear of Too Big to Fail? Hey, where are the banksters? Hey, what was the guy with Jesus Christ? You weren't allowed to celebrate his Christmas this year. Oh, yeah, what did he do? He drove the money changers out of the temple with a whip. Oh, and what happened 3 days later? Fuck! Hanging on the cross. Hanging on the cross. You don't mess with the money changers.
I do have a question about follow-up on the Bitcoin. I think that's an important point about Christine Laguerre. There's an article coming out this morning that alleged that 500,000 Bitcoin was sent to 8 alt-right leaders before, you know, the January 6th. One of them was Nick Fuentes. I thought it was a very peculiar article. The question I had was, I thought Bitcoin was anonymous, and how do they know that Bitcoin went to Nick Fuentes?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. So that you nailed it. You nailed it perfectly. They're going to do, as I said, they're going to do everything they can to bring it down. Because people with a brain know that the whole game is rigged. The whole thing is phony. How could the markets go up when all the economy's going down? You know, grow the hell up. And by the way, this is important. The first people to lock down were the Silicon Valley, the Silicon artists. They're freaks. Look at them. Look at them. Zuckerberg, Dorsey, Cook. Look at them. Look at them. So what happened was when the COVID virus hit, it hit in Kirkland, Washington in an old age home, and over a third of the people dead in America from elder care homes, and you know the numbers, 94% of the people had 2.6 pre-existing chronic conditions. The average age, like in Germany, 79 years old, Italy, 81 years old, on and on. So all of a sudden, boom, first people to lock down are who? Silicon Valley. That guy Dorsey, who's supposed to go to South Africa. I wrote about this and talked about it as it happened. And he was supposed to go to South Africa, canceled his trips, and told everybody to work from home. Huh. And then Silicon Valley locked down, told everybody to work from home. Oh, and tech stocks went up how much last year? Oh, only 43% on the NASDAQ. You got it? You got it? Amazon, can't go out, can't go out, gotta go online. Can't go out, gotta go online.
We're talking to Gerald Celente from Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. Of course, a credible personality, incredible mind, and been doing this for a long time. So when he speaks, you may want to pay attention to these trends. We got just a couple minutes. I have to go back to our first subject. I'm going to get emails if I don't follow up with this on you. There are many people like Steve Buchanek, like whatever, that are saying that it's not done. Why would they say that if it's not this election?
Yeah, it's their trip. I'm not in their head. You know, I'm not, as I see it, it's over. Finito.
Okay.
There's going to be uprisings. There's going to be violence. All that stuff is going to happen. Trump is gone. Finished. Over.
They're already canceling his bank accounts.
And by the way, I'm the guy, our magazine, the Trends Journal, 2016, May, we called Trump a winner while everyone was calling him a loser. So just to make it clear, has nothing to do with the liking or disliking of Trump.
How big a steal? To me, I look at the last election and people say, well, they didn't think they'd get caught with the steal. To me, it looks like they didn't care if they got caught. They have control of everything. That's what
you
looked
got
like
it
to me.
You got it. They've been robbing elections forever. Hey, remember that hanging Chad one down in Florida? Oh, how about that guy? What's his name? Mayor Daley of Chicago, JFK? The whole game is rigged. They're a criminal group. They're murderers and thieves, not making it up. Hey, how many? You know that guy Saddam Hussein? He has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. I don't like that guy Assad. I want him out of there. Hey, the banks. They're too big to fill. We're going to steal your money and give it to them. Get it in your head, everyone. They're murderers and thieves. They're gangs. They're destroying our lives. They could give a damn about us. They get our money in the name of taxes. They don't work. They BS all day. Got pensions, health care, money flowing in. Get paid off in the name of campaign contributions that adults call bribes and payoffs. All right? So how anybody could support their criminal groups, take it easy, man. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to know it. Oh, by the way, I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 26 years old. I ran major political campaigns in Westchester County. I had a graduate school, running a campaign coordinator for Mayor Yonkers, 300,000 people. I had designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology and taught it at St. John's University. I was a chief government affairs specialist for the chemical industry in the 70s, killing environmental legislation at the height of it. Mm. Been with Ronald Reagan only when I picked him up at the Chicago Hilton in 1976, 2 days before he's announcing he's running against Gerry Ford. And I'm the number two guy running a trade association. He's our keynote speaker. Was only with him for an hour and a half. I've been with presidents, prime ministers, and princes. I've been there on the other side. I know what it looks like. I quit my job in Albany after 1 year. I couldn't stand it to watch grown men grovel to suck their way up to the top. Gutless little creatures that'll do anything to go higher. How come you're leaving, Gerald? I said, you know, when I was a little kid, before I knew what the word meant, my mother, may her soul rest in peace.
20 seconds, Gerald. Go ahead, 20 seconds.
Say, I hate cowards. And that's all I saw. Politicians are nothing but cowards. And
wow.
I'm not part of them.
Gerald Celente, TrendsJournal.com. Very excited to have him on. Thank you for your time. Hold on 1 second, Gerald. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other side, call in. We'll go over some news. Uncle Kevin back. You're listening to the Power Hour. There you go.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer.
This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Well, just let the music run for a little bit. Jeez. 844-769-2944, ladies and gentlemen. I want to see hear your reaction to, Jeffrey Doherty on one side and the complete opposite.
Polar opposite.
ThePowerMall.com, of course, all the great products, the heart drops and what have you. We talked about them extensively last hour. Get back to my aunt. I can't tell you it's hard to even put into words. It's almost surreal to come on this show and talk about all these things and all these guests. My aunt is exactly in that situation, and I promise you, nobody knows for sure. My aunt has a pretty strong constitution, what have you. I just really believe my aunt would be dead right now if she had went to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, I believe. Yeah, absolutely. And then, absolutely.
I mean, just the way she was.
No two ways about it.
Well, I don't know. There's two ways, but it's probably over 50-50. Really. Especially the guy, their acquaintance, the exact same situation. I mean, the exact same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Dead.
51 years, a lot younger, too.
She was a lot younger than my aunt. My aunt's in her 70s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
All I know is that the second, or whatever it is, the mutation of it is making people a lot sicker, a lot longer. Susan, she got it. She's been in bed for 2 weeks with it,
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to take this as a sales pitch? I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
It
any way you want to. You must have oregano in.
Yeah, I do.
I would have it in several forms. Oregaresp. I'm going to add oregano because he's talked about oregano today because this does attack the respiratory system. Mm-hmm. Is where it attacks it. I'm going to add oregano.
Yeah, if I didn't send her stuff, just like your aunt, she was low on stuff and I sent her some stuff because she was so sick.
What's going to happen? What would have happened to her?
Yeah, what would have happened to her? She said she's never been that sick before, and her daughter caught the same thing. She felt, she's 40, and she felt she was down for 2 weeks too. Just laid out. So it is a very, virulent strain, you know? So you got
to
be.
You have to have oreganol and I would have both of them.
Yes.
And for some reason.
And zinc. I mean, it's zinc and.
Quercetin.
Silver.
Quercetin, zinc, D, C, silver.
Yes.
Oreganol.
Yes. All of the above. Because she was so sick, she couldn't.
Have seen this. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. Mm-hmm. We have seen this. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not giving medical advice.
Right.
We have seen this. Looks like it saves people's lives.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah. She said she's never been so sick in her entire life.
How long has she been on the products you give her?
Oh, about 12 days.
And how is she doing now?
Oh, she got out of bed about 3 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah, she said she couldn't even talk on the telephone. That's how sick she was.
Well, you know, and again, I talked about my aunt being on the heart drops. My aunt, you know, for a lot of years, she would take, she had a little bit of low blood pressure or a low dose of blood pressure medicine, low dose of statins. I'm like, oh my God. So I had to,
yeah.
I mean, I about browbeat her, not bout, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I browbeat her into, you gotta look at something else to help you on this. You gotta look at some alternatives. These statins are like, you know, people, medical, I don't give med. I said, look, here's Sherry Rogers, one of the best medical minds we have.
Mm-hmm.
She said, this is the worst drug ever. Dr. Group, all these doctors are saying this is one of the worst drugs ever.
Ever. Not ever.
Ever. Ever. And, maybe look at something else. She took the kidney drops. She took, blood pressure problems, 99%+ of them can be traced to kidney, heart,
yes,
vascular system, or combination of the both.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt took heart drops,
mm-hmm,
pretty good dose, and kidney drops.
Yep.
I forgot about it. She took the kidney drops too. And her blood pressure went down in the good normal range for the first time in years.
Yeah. They're remarkable, those products.
And so
remarkable.
Maybe that's what, maybe that's, what allowed her to be strong. To be stronger, because you know the ACE2 receptors in the lungs with all those statins or whatever, they create the gateways for, mm-hmm, the cells. She's on the cod liver oil, and oh, forgot about the cod liver oil and the phosphatidylcholine. Ladies and gentlemen, what did Gerald say? The most important, everything, Grandma Jones, her grandson sitting on the couch right now, what did he say was the most important thing you could do? Get as fit,
yep,
as possible.
As strong.
Get as strong
you
as you possibly can. I'm, what did you think of what Gerald said about?
I didn't like it.
Well, you know, what Gerald says has nothing to do one way or another with what actually is going to happen.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's his opinion. Yeah, it's like everybody's got an opinion.
Right, he has his opinion. He just doesn't see it. But he is one of the foremost trends forecasters in the world.
He is. I hope he's wrong. I'm praying he's wrong. I've been praying for months now he'll be wrong.
All right. What you know, let's kind of cap this. Because I've been going crazy back and forth with all. One, it's going to make me very mad if all this is a lie. You know,
all this hype.
All the hype is a lie. But I've tried not to bring this up, but I have brought it up today. What makes you think, okay, why is Gerald wrong?
What makes you think Gerald's wrong?
He said Trump is done. He says Trump is done, he's going to slink away, and he's in trouble.
Well, I heard Trump say 2 or 3 days ago that the... he brought in all those National Guards in the White House is secure. And then Pacentix said yesterday, right?
A couple days ago. Yeah.
Yeah, Pacentix came in and he goes, Pakistan, we secured Pakistan. We start,
they had a blackout.
Yeah. We secured most of England, and then we secured the White House. Okay, if you secured the White House and Trump secured the White House, they're probably on the same page.
Well, he did ask him at one point. Alex did ask him. He did get a couple good questions.
He did. Not very many.
Jeez Louise, I wish I would have.
Anybody.
Him. Yeah. He did get out that this was Trump's plant. Trump concocted. All this.
He's
a genius.
That's what Pacentix said. He was a genius. He enacted all this plan.
Okay, let's. this idea that Trump's going to just slink away and his empire is ruined and he's just going to be persona non grata, they're going to attack him like, and sharks are going to come take, like old man in the sea, just take parts of pieces of the great whale as he goes. I have a hard time thinking that that's true.
Yeah, me too. It's not his, just like you said before, it's not in his personality.
Okay, here's a scenario. Oh. You know, we were talking about this during the break.
Go.
Here's a scenario that I think where that would be true. Okay, he's in debt. A lot.
Okay.
And they come to him and they say, you know, they already closed down his account, Deutsche Bank, closed down his account, Signature Bank. We're going to shut down everything unless you just tuck tail and just run. And we're going to, you ride this out. We'll keep your credit accounts open. We'll do this. Maybe they have other things on them. Maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't know what they have on them. And you just let it. Just let it go, and you'll be all right.
That could be. It could be a scenario, but that doesn't. sorry, it just doesn't sound like him that he's not prepared. Because he knew going in here he's going to make enemies.
People let him down too.
Yeah,
didn't they?
But don't you think he protected himself financially? I would think so.
Well, when you're a billionaire, you know, to say a billionaire, billionaires don't go broke.
No. They go bankrupt.
They go, right. They go bankrupt. That doesn't mean they go broke.
Right. Yeah.
They go bankrupt. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
This is why I had Jeffrey on. This is why I asked Gerald these questions. I do not know.
Me neither.
I see both things.
And I could see see that one over there.
Well, I'm trying to remain new. You know, Joyce used to tell me, don't get emotionally attached, just report what is. You know, and that's hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Especially when your country's at
well, she's good. She was good.
Hanging in the,
I wish Joyce was right here to comment and kind of look at this and see what she thinks.
I'm sort of biased. Can't help it.
Well, we're all biased.
I did break out by that 28-pound sledgehammer in case I have to crush his watch if it's not real.
The Trump watch?
The Trump watch.
So the Trump watch is on alert.
It's on alert.
You have been notified. You are.
If you are not president, I got that 28-pound sledgehammer, and I'm going to let you have it. It's a sword of Damocles hanging over its head.
It's sweating. It's not keeping time as good. It's time's been real sporadic here lately. Well, I don't want to leave, you know, especially now for then. It's the weekend now. The quote unquote inauguration is next week. I don't want to. The whole reason I even brought this up.
Okay.
Because I've heard, you know, you and Marcia are like the king of hopium.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that negative. I'm just saying you two are like in my ear, I've been very reluctant to.
I know you said don't, and you've told me a million times I don't want to hear it.
Well, I don't know if I don't want to hear it. It's that, you know, I believe it when I see it. I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, that's,
and I told you, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm the same way. I believe it when I see it, but I'm also, you know, think it's 65-70% it's real, and 30% it's not. That's about what I'm there.
Okay, so the reason, and I wanted to bring this up because a lot of our audience emails, it seems like you're having the same discussion.
Yeah.
Among yourselves.
Yeah,
you're having the same thoughts among yourselves.
Yeah.
And so at least let's have I'm glad Gerald Celente, I'm glad he did.
Busted our bubble.
I'm glad he had a different opinion and be able to, so you can hear the stark certainty of Gerald Celente
stark certainty.
The absolute confidence of Steve Pachenik.
Yeah.
And other people, not just Steve Pachenik.
And the guest.
Jeffrey Doherty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, supposedly Steve is privy to information that maybe
supposedly.
Jeff would not be, or maybe
yes.
would, you know, and
yeah.
so.
And that the Italian did government did fall.
Yes,
Pagentic said.
He did make a comment that the people are going to resign. People did resign.
In 24 hours.
And they did.
And he did.
And I don't know who else would see. That's not even being reported.
Yeah.
And Italy is supposed to be the epicenter of where the
voter fraud.
The voter fraud
yeah.
is.
So, I mean, who knew that? I mean, okay. He comes on there, tells, Alex, you know, the story. And oh, by the way, Italy's, parliament or whatever it is gonna collapse within 24 hours.
And they did. And the ruling party, their government's a little different than
yes.
ours. The ruling government resigned as the lead, Havertz broke down in there.
It's the first time I ever heard that. Is that guy privy to some stuff that we ain't? Now, obviously, yes.
Well, obviously he is because it's just his whole career. But, I would love to get him on just to talk about Lincoln. I want to get him on to talk about Lincoln, if nothing else.
You can't even find his address. I've asked Kat to look for
his email address.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
You can't even get a hold of him.
Well, okay. Here's the other thought, and I don't mean this offensively. I'm just trying to think this through. Steve Pachanik is a spook.
He's a spook. Yeah.
Right, okay. So they're professional liars.
They're professional liars. Yeah, and good ones too.
Well, then the thought is, well, why would he do that? Why would he ruin his reputation? Maybe it's over. Maybe he knows it's over.
Yeah.
Maybe he's, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's trying to give hope to some people who are there. Maybe give them encouragement to carry. I don't know. I do not know, ladies and gentlemen.
All I know is Trump put all those military people around the thing, Washington.
He's been signing executive. He's not doing anything like he's leaving. There is nothing he is doing that makes you think, oh, he's leaving in 7 days.
No, and Trump, you know, and Pachentik says he's going to be staying. He's not going to be in the public. He's just going to be, and that's what he's been doing. He's been quiet, signing these executive orders, firing people, doing this. He doesn't.
It's very right. It's not straightforward either way to me.
No.
Like, I don't know why Gerald is so confident.
And why hasn't he pardoned himself? Or pardoned other people?
Well, he can do that
on the last day, but.
Oh, we got a caller. Let's see what the audience has. Maybe they can make sense of this.
Yeah.
Christina from Missouri, you are live on the air. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Yes. God bless you, Daniel and Uncle Kevin. I have, first I want to say, based on the health issues, everyone should take zinc in the toothpaste because 90% of our germs enter through the mouth,
ooh,
as we've learned on the Power Hour.
Such a great point. Oh, my gosh, such a great point.
Second health thing is we learned so much from Joyce. And here in Missouri, we have a lady that Joyce interviewed. I've forgotten her name. She wrote a book called Cultured Food Life, about fermenting foods, and because a lot of the disease comes from our gut. That lady's cookbook is excellent. She was a great guest with Joyce, and I hope you have her on again. Her website is culturedfoodlife.com.
Okay, Kat, I hope you're listening. Culture or cultured with a D? Cultured?
Culturedfoodlife.com, I think it is.
Okay. culturedfoodlife.com.
Yes, excellent, because from your gut, as long as people are buying food, they should eat natural food and start fermenting food to heal their gut, and that will help them get healthy a lot sooner. Okay, the second thing I would like to say, Dr. Steve Pachanik goes to the head of the class. He's 90. He's going to be totally proven accurate. And in addition to everyone being arrested, that needs to be arrested, Mr. Trump and the true patriots of this nation, whether Mr. Trump is part of it or not, they will take back the assets from China that were delivered to all the corrupt senators and congressmen, and they will use those assets to pay off the national debt.
Whoa.
And I absolutely, that's going to happen.
I love
Daniel,
your confidence.
I will tell you, I know there's some reasons that I know, and I'm not going to say why, but several years ago, I fell in love with a man who was a whistleblower, and he was falsely arrested over 35 times. He was attacked with anthrax, and he survived, and he had more courage than 10,000 men that I have ever met. And I am in the same camp as Uncle Kevin. This nation is not going to fall, and Mr. Trump is going to lead us into total victory and into total financial victory. Okay, so just rest easy and know that God is still on the throne, and everything our fathers and grandfathers fought for this nation, and the pastors, there's more than 10 righteous people in America, and we are not going into slavery. No way. No way. Keep praying, well, everybody.
Well, stay there, Christine. Stay there, Christine. Christine, no, Christine.
Yes, sir.
Is it Christine or Christina?
With an A, Christina.
With A, Christine. Now, this is... Thank you so much for saying everything you said. But we fasted as a power hour. You know, everybody fasted. And I don't want this to come off not faithful. I fasted for freedom and fasted for our country. I don't... if Donald Trump is going to do the right, then I want support for him. I believe that there's power in prayer. I believe that there's power in all this. I don't know God's timetable, and God's ways are not mine way. I'm trying to trust that and just relax and try to trust all that. That's where I am. And I don't want our audience to think that I'm not. I love your passion. I love your faith. And your faith is helping my faith. And, I mean, that's all there's to it. Any last word is yours, Christina.
Well, Joyce Riley saved my life with a lot of her health information. I met her at the Prophecy Club a long, long time ago, and your products are excellent. I recommend everybody use the zinc mouthwash and listen to Daniel, because he's going to help us. That's all I have to say.
Wow, well, that's flattering, and I really appreciate
yes.
it. Thank you
God
so much.
God bless you, Uncle Kevin. Okay.
Yeah, well, same to you, Christina.
Okay, good weekend. Good weekend, everybody.
Have a good weekend. And see, I've also heard that they're going to allow, I mean, I've heard all kind of things. That's one thing that concerns me, the inconsistency in some of these things. People are saying, well, they may let Biden get inaugurated and then go, I mean, come on.
Well, another thing about Pacentic wrote a book for about 27 years ago about this same scenario.
State of emergency.
State of emergency. He wrote that 27 years ago, and he said, we've been planning ever since he wrote that book for this moment.
See, I believe that.
Yeah, so do I.
I believe that. I feel very strongly that that's true.
Me too. Absolutely.
That patriots in our government, ever since, I feel very strong ever since Kennedy, they knew.
Oh, yes.
The direction.
Yeah,
that
and it's not a good direction.
They kind of went into the wilderness, so to speak, to kind of come back with strength and wait for their time.
Yeah. So, I mean, that makes perfect sense that he writes that book 27 years ago, and he's been preparing ever since for just this moment to take back a country and put these people in jail.
No matter what happens, I believe very strongly that God's providence is on this nation still. The covenant is still in effect. Now, are we going to get chastised? I don't know. I that's not for me to decide, whatever. I can speculate. I believe very strongly that God's providence in hand, specifically on this, the people who listen to the show, your faith, we've all prayed together. We've all fasted together. We study. We have the truth in our hearts. We want the truth. Joyce has set up a path for us and kind of a standard, one of the greatest of any radio shows out
absolutely.
There, the standard.
Mm-hmm.
It is, like I've said, I don't want to get into that again. It's daunting to be in this chair. It's a big responsibility, but I think we've done a good job. I think Joyce, if she were here, and she would say, I'm proud. I think she would say, Daniel, I'm proud of you for what we've done. That I can rest easy in that.
Yeah. I agree.
We've done as good as we can. We're getting better all the time, and the show's getting better. What I want to leave you this weekend is the same thing. We've read this several times. I'm going to read it again.
Psalm
35.
Absolutely.
I want to ask everybody to get some point this weekend, what have you, take Psalm 35, the first 10 verses, and read it. You can read read the whole thing if you want, but specifically the first 10 verses, and bring that before God.
Yes.
I mean, lay this before God. This is, the Bible's a covenant. The Declaration of Independence is a covenant. There's enough people here who believe in that. That's what scares people, the Declaration of Independence. Why? Because that's connected back to the Bible. That's why people say, well, that's what, no, they're working on, they're one in the same
yes.
in so many ways, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I've tried to make clear here. Anyway, we're going to end on that. We love you. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. No matter what happens, we're the Power Hour. God is with us. And thank you so much for everything and for your support. We're here because of your support and the products. Please get those few products in your home.
Yeah.
Please. I don't know what's going to happen. I've also told you there's going to be a lockdown soon. Another lockdown. Very reliable sources told me that. Please get some of those products in your home. Plead my cause, O God, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of God chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of God persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in God. It shall rejoice in his salvation. And all my bones shall say, God, who is like unto thee, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen,
amen.
Let it be said, let it be done.
Let it be said, let it be done. Absolutely.
In the name of Yahweh.
Yep.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the music. I know Joyce sure would.
Yeah.
And the lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Prince of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.